As a teenager, I loved playing with mirrors. It was always a test to see if I could take the sunshine that was shining in through one window, and if I could take a mirror, I could reflect it on something or someone else, maybe the ceiling or the wall or your cat or your older brother who's annoying you. But all of those things were enjoyable and fun, but think with me for a moment of how a mirror reflects whatever shines into it. If you look at yourself in the mirror, well, you see yourself shining back. If you shine the light and reflect the light off a mirror, well, you see the light shining wherever it is that you reflect it. And it is with this idea that a mirror reflects whatever is shining into it that gives us such awareness this morning. Because in our text from the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "Just as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you." In this text, Jesus is God's mirror, reflecting the very love that the Father had for him, but he wasn't just shining it into space, he was shining it onto a world that was so desperate in need of it. He shined it on the prostitutes of Galilee, the tax collectors in Jerusalem. He shined the light of his love in all of the dark places of our world, into Europe, Africa, Asia, the United States of America. And yes, yes, God is reflecting his love even in a place such as this. Even in Ashtabula and even in the Trinity Presbyterian Church, just as the Father has loved me, Jesus is reminding us, yes, yes, indeed, I still love you. We are ever reminded that it is only the love of God which truly surrounds and envelops us. We are reminded that the whole purpose for Jesus to begin with was so that God's love might be poured out into the world and reflected onto us all. He doesn't care what you look like, doesn't care from where you come from, doesn't care if you have hair or no hair or gray hair. He doesn't care what you have done, right or wrong, how much money you have, what your last name is, whether you are an American or English, or whether even from one of those deplorable countries in our world. No, we are ever reminded that the whole purpose for Jesus Christ was to reflect God's love upon you. Right here. Right now. Without condition. Without end. Without reason. In Jesus Christ, God chose to love us all. Perhaps then we can truly understand what it is like that Jesus would reflect God's love upon us all, to shine that love on us even when we think we are unlovable and not worth loving. And perhaps then we can understand that it is if it is God pouring out his love on us, why Jesus tells his disciples and he tells us, just stay in the love. Abide and remain and stay in me. It is me who reflects the love of God on you. Just stay there. Don't wander off. Don't go back into the darkness. Don't go back into the hate. Stay in the love that I have given you. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Stay there. Stay there. Stay in the love that I have shined upon you. I know you didn't deserve it. I chose to give it anyway, saith the Lord. Just stay in the love that I have given you. Well, what does it mean to stay? Well, Jesus goes on, and he says, if you truly abide in me, you will love like I love. You will lay down your life like I lay down my life. Just as I have loved you, if you stay in that love, will you not love like that? And that terrifies us. And that terrifies us because there are people not worth loving in this world. There are people that have hurt us. There are people that aren't like us. There are mean and nasty people in this world. And yet when we hear the command of Jesus that if you are truly going to stay in my love, will you not love? Now, think for a moment. Are there not people in your lives that are easy to love? Spouses, children, on some days, parents, right? Okay. Grandchildren. Now, no grandparents here have ever spoiled their children, right? I say that as a parent who wish you didn't. Neighbors, friends that you have known for 50 years, is it not easy to love them and to forgive them and to be with them and to help them and to be helped? It's easy to love them, but we are told that the love of God does not play favorites, that the love of God does not pick and choose whom to love and whom to ignore. Our text this morning reminds us that it is when we are sinners that God loves us. And if you've ever loved a sinner, you know they ain't worth loving. Nothing good to find, nastiness and evil in their hearts. And yet, what is the love of God? Yeah, even them I love to the point of laying down my life. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to get uncomfortable here. I'm starting to get uncomfortable because it means that if we truly love as God loves, God doesn't play favorites. And that means if we are going to love like God, we ain't playing favorites either. All people, all nationalities, all skin colors, all genders, all countries. Doesn't matter if they got money or not. It doesn't matter if they're in jail or gotten out of jail or going into jail. It doesn't matter if they snort something up their nose or stick something in their arms. It doesn't matter, well, it just doesn't matter. Because if we are truly standing in the love of Jesus Christ, the very love of God poured out upon us, if we are truly standing in love, will we not love? Without end, without condition, without favorites. And yes, that even means that we dare to love our enemies. Now, the reason we get so uncomfortable, the reason I am so uncomfortable, is because there are people it's hard to love. And that's me. There are people in this world that it is hard to love. It's difficult, it's challenging, it's demanding. Everybody else is not loving them. And then Jesus gives us this challenging command. Yeah, you're going to love even them. But the good news is that it's God's love. God's love poured out upon you, poured out upon us. It is only because God has chosen to put us in his love that we've got a wing and a prayer of loving each other. The good news is it ain't our love. It's God's love. And God has chosen to pour it out upon us. He has chosen to put us in it, to surround us with it. And all he says is what? Stay. Stay in my love. And that means, my friends, if we are truly abiding in Christ, abiding in the love of God, if we truly have the Spirit of Jesus Christ, that means you can love anybody. Because it ain't yours. It's his. And do we really want to say that he is not capable of loving the unlovable person? That he is not able to do whatever it takes for that mean and nasty person? Are we really going to say that Jesus doesn't love like the Father loves? And if that's his love, then guess what? It needs to become ours. And not just for a few. Not just for the ones that it's easy. Not just for the ones that are going to love us in return. But if it's truly going to be God's love, then guess what? We can't play favorites with this love. My friends, you were loved, treasured, valued. In the eyes of God, you're worth dying for. That is the love of God. Not when you are at your best, but when you are at your worst. But if that is how the Father has loved the Son, it is time for we to become sons and daughters of God Almighty. Not because it's yours, but because it's God's. Because God has put us in his love. And all we have to do is learn to stay in that love. So my friends, the good news is that Jesus is God's mirror shining his love on you. The challenge is now that you are the mirror of Jesus Christ. And now it is time to shine the very love of God given to you. It's time for you to give it unto others. It is not time to close it off because you don't want it to go to them. It's time to open it up and let it flow and let it shine on all, regardless of what they look like, what they have done, or which flag they follow. My friends, God has chosen to love us. It's time for us to become a people that choose to love with the love of God. Jesus is God's mirror of love. You are now the mirror of Jesus' love. It's time to shine on. It's time to shine on. It's time to love each other like we have been loved. Or we are not standing in the love of God. We are not staying. We are not remaining. We are not abiding. We have left the love. It is time to become the people you already are. Sons and daughters of God's love. Now you go in love like sons and daughters love. And may God be given the glory and the honor and the praises of his people this day and forever and ever. And all God's people say, Amen.